Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The truth be known, those false teachers who taught about September the 23rd misused the Word of God. That's the headline. David James will join me in a moment with some very important thoughts on this subject.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Last week's program, we explained why John's vision in Revelation chapter 12 cannot be possibly fulfilled by today's alignment of the sun, the moon, and the stars in the constellation Virgo. Maybe you could give just a quick reminder to our listeners of what we were talking about.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 1 says this, "Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars." And then it goes on to talk about a child that this woman gave birth to, and then there another sign appeared in heaven, and we know that this is Satan depicted as a fiery red dragon. But one thing I needed to point out is I've looked into this from an astronomy perspective, even though some have said this is only happening one time in history. Actually, according to one astronomer that I read, in the past 1,000 years, and this is as far back as he went, he said this same event has happened at least four times already, and that would be the years 1820, 1483, 1293, and 1056. And I don't expect people to remember those dates, but it is important to say that people are trying to capitalize on what they say is a unique one-time historical event, and that simply is not true.
David, we know that these kinds of theories pop up all the time, and it's just a matter of days or weeks before the next one's going to come along. How can our listeners be better prepared to think about these things biblically?
First of all, I would say this. Even going back a number of years ago when I wrote the book, The Harbinger Factor Fiction, in response to The Harbinger, I noted this before I ever got into the book, and that is where I cited the passage in Proverbs, and I'll paraphrase it. The first one to present his case seems right until his neighbor comes to examine him. So besides being careful to use a literal, grammatical, historical hermeneutic in comparing Scripture with Scripture, I would also go to trusted Bible teachers as well, and to see if there are any responses to these kinds of things. And I think what our listeners will find is that there are good, solid, trustworthy Bible teachers who are using this method of interpretation and using a combination of Scripture, theology, and logic to deal with these, and in some cases, for example, in this case with astronomy, bringing even science to bear to see if people are actually using all of these things correctly to understand the Word of God in both its contextual sense in the Scriptures as well as its historical context.
David James with his biblical approach to understanding prophetic events. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. God's Word, and only God's Word, is absolute on future events. Study the Bible to know God's plan for the future. And that is according to the scripture found in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, where the Word says we have a more sure word of prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...